There's going to be a million and three things that you can go ahead and do that are 30 minutes long and follow along. The information's out there. So really the only excuses are the ones that you're making that sound good to you. What is going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Motivate, Grind, Succeed, the podcast. And this time in a tank top if you're watching the video because I got lazy and didn't feel like putting on a proper short sleeve shirt today. But it's all right, because we're still here to empower you to level up your life in faith, fellowship, fitness, and finance, where each episode is going to be packed to the brim with high performance habits to help you to thrive. Guys, if you enjoy the show, please leave a rating and a review, as it really does mean the world to us. And if you guys want to see the show notes or anything from this episode that we mentioned, check out this episode's description. It's all going to be linked down below. And today we're going to be talking about how to quit social media and not be bored. If you remember back from episode 131, where we talked about restraining from social media, we went through some ways you can help yourself to restrain yourself from social media, but I found I didn't really dive enough into the alternative. I gave you tips on how to stop using it, but not enough tips, I feel like, to actually help you replace the habit. So what I want to do today is rekindle that and go back to that a little bit. So if you didn't listen to episode 131, pause this episode, go back and listen to 131, then come right back and listen to this one, where we're actually going to talk about some alternatives that you can do, that you can fill that void that social media had and now it no longer has on you. So we're going to go and talk about those things, and I have seven different ways that we can go ahead and quit social media, and now after we quit social media, be able to utilize these seven different ways to give us something else to do. And so the first thing I want to start you guys off with, number one, is to explore some more reading resources. So utilize, I know this is going to sound crazy and antiquated, but go to a library. Oh man, you're telling me I got to go to a library and go look at books? Yeah, go to a library, find some books, find some good stuff. Let's say you're like me and you're not a fan of going to the library, even though I go on occasion. Let's say you're not a fan of going to the library. Okay, go to your virtual library. Go to free ebook platforms like Project Gutenberg or Open Library. Or let's say you just balling out of control. Go to Amazon's Kindle, or to Kobo eBooks, or to any kind of other ebook platform. Me personally, obviously, I choose Kindle because they also have audible narration, but you can choose whatever it is that you want to choose. Go find something to read that's something that's an interest to you. For me, obviously, that would be self-help, self-improvement, high performance, all that good jazz, but it doesn't have to be that for you. It could be woodworking. It can be bird watching. It can be whatever you want it to be. There's probably a book on it. So go ahead, find a book, take some time, read it. I recommend if you have a Amazon Kindle subscription, what is it, like $13 a month or something like that? It has a huge selection of what's called Kindle Unlimited if you haven't used it before. It's books that are included that you can rent. I think it's up to 20 books you can rent, but you can rent those books for an unlimited period of time and read them for free. You're paying for the subscription, obviously, but you can read up to 20 books at a time or have 20 books in your library for free at any given point in time, which is pretty cool if you ask me. So explore some reading resources, find some stuff you're interested in, and read. Number two, let's say you're not into reading. You don't like reading. You were like me back in high school and just did not like reading because you used to like reading because it was fun to dive into these stories and all kinds of things. But every time you read a chapter, you spent 3 weeks discussing how to infer what was going on, foreshadowing this, foreshadowing that, and killing the entire vibe of the entire book. So let's say you don't like reading. What you could do instead is listen to yours truly, podcasts. You can listen to educational content. Go on YouTube. Go on Udemy, Skillshare, whatever. Find some things that you're interested in and listen to people talk in your eardrums while you're doing other things. Also, audiobooks fall into this, but audiobooks was in the reading more or less, but it can go into either or. But again, podcast, educational content, audiobooks too, whatever you want. Find something, again, same exact criteria as the reading resources. Find something that you're interested in and then put it on a playlist and just listen. Third thing you can do is develop a new hobby. Find something that doesn't require a lot of time or a lot of startup capital or anything that's going to require a huge amount of investment on your end. Because again, it's new. You don't know if it's something that you want to do yet. So start off for relatively cheap or as free as possible to see if you just like the process, if you like what you're doing, if you like the outcome of whatever it may be that you are doing. If you do, then slowly but surely start investing more and more money to make your process easier and higher quality. If you don't like it, then at least you can stop it and say, okay, I gave it an honest effort, but it's not something I can see myself doing in the future. Perfectly fine. Along with that too, next one, number four, learn a new skill. This kind of goes hand in hand with the educational content to an extent. If you want to learn something new, some kind of new skill, you can go read books, which is point number one, and listen to content, point number two, about your new skill, point number four. See how these all are putting together now? Learn something new. As I said before, obviously they're not sponsors of this, but Skillshare and Udemy are ones that I personally use. Go online, find those things. They're not free, but they are running deals a lot of the time. So you can go on there, find some skills, find some certifications, find some things to practice, find something that you're interested in. And the skills don't have to be even like a personal thing like that. It could be even something like a new language. You can go on Duolingo or Babbel and try out those kind of things. You can learn an instrument. Do you know how many videos there are on YouTube about learning how to play an instrument, like a guitar or a piano or any of those popular instruments? You can go learn an instrument. You can go learn a craft. You can go learn woodworking. You can learn birdhouse building. You can learn bird watching. You can do a small electronic repair. Whatever you can think of, it is on the internet somewhere. So there is no excuse for you not learning how to do some other kind of a skill that you can just do either for fun or eventually turn into something that is monetizable. Another thing you can do is one that I'm going to start working on heavily this year. This, if you're listening to this one, this episode comes out, this is 2024, but something I'm going to definitely heavily look into is socializing offline. What does that mean? Instead of spending all my time on my phone and then taking all the time to just talk to people on the internet, on Instagram and over DMs and whatever, instead of that, take those same conversation that happened in the DMs and take them and say, hey, let's hang out in real life. Obviously, you're not going to actually say that, but you say, okay, let's hang. What are you doing next weekend? What are you doing this weekend? Where are you located? Oh, you're up in northern wherever. I'm here. Let's meet halfway at this restaurant. Let's catch up. Okay, cool. So I'm going to make it a point this year. And the way I'm saying this, because I want you guys to hold me accountable to it. I'm going to be hanging out with more people this year. It doesn't really matter who, but I want to make it an effort to start socializing some more. Because I know that was a big weak spot of mine. Is to that I would say I would want to hang out with them, but then something would come up or I was too focused on the purpose. But now that I'm having more time and I'm finally starting to be able to work my schedule better, now I'm going to definitely focus on spending some time offline, making time to go hang out with people, man, probably even flying out to meet people. Who knows? We'll just spend more time socializing offline. Something else you could do. Journaling, point number six here. Journaling. Now, I'm not a big journaling person physically. Okay, like I have all kinds of notebooks and stuff that are like half done or have 3 pages done from journaling. I could never personally get into journaling physically because, as you hear in the podcast, I talk fast. And it's mainly because I want to get a lot of information to you very quickly. But my mind goes even faster than what my mouth does. And my hand writes even slower than what my mouth does. So you can see there's a huge delay in terms of getting information from up here onto paper. And chances are I'm not going to go back and read it. But what I'm always on, though, is my phone. So what I can do and what I usually do is I'll take my phone at the end of the day, or days whenever I feel like it, not even every day, days I feel like it, I'll go on, especially if it was a long day, I'll go on to the voice recording application on my phone and then just hit record and then just start recording. Kind of like I do for the podcast, just when I have an episode idea and I have some main points, hit record and start recording. Same thing for the voice recording. Just do that and then label it like voice journal or audio journal or something like that, where then I know I'm going to be in my phone a lot more than on a piece of paper, so I can go back and look into those journals. Obviously, as an extra step, I'll probably back them up to like Google Drive or something or whatever have you. But at least I'm journaling that way. So journal to organize your thoughts, reflect on your day. It's actually enjoyable. Once you find a way that you like to journal, do that. because I tried so many different kinds of journals. I even went ahead and bought like those high performance journals and those entrepreneurship journals that cost like 30, 40, 50 bucks. Yeah, I bought those and I didn't use them because I thought, oh, buying them is going to make me use them because I spent money. Not necessarily. Okay. To me, at this point in my life, spending $30 on a journal isn't that bad, but it's not going to make me use it anymore because I just don't like writing things out in a journal form. So again, if you're like me and you don't like writing things out, use your phone. Just record it there and then save it as that. Done. And lastly, this one, point number 7, can be, depending on what your skill might be, is to have a DIY project. Again, if you're someone who is, let's say you want to learn podcasting, like what I'm doing right now, your DIY project could be start a podcast. Let's say you like working with your hand. You're more craftsy. You like building things. And you're more into woodworking. Go ahead and build a treehouse. Or let's say you're more into the mechanical side. Go ahead and dismantle your neighbor's old lawnmower you took off their hands for $20 and go ahead and create a go-kart or something. Like DIY projects, there are fun things you can do in your spare time. You can go ahead and say, hey, I made this. I do fun things. All kinds of fun stuff to do. And all of these things that I listed are things you can do once you get off of social media. Okay, so instead of spending 3 hours on Instagram, you can spend an hour learning about the basics of woodworking, spend 30 minutes to go run to the store, grab some hardwood, and then the next hour and a half just hammering stuff and seeing what works and trying things out, understanding the tools, seeing how the tools feel in your hand, seeing exactly the muscle movement that you need to understand for woodworking, or if you want to start taking up exercising. Instead of watching 4 hours of content on stuff, take 1 hour to research stuff. If you're like me, research things, or if you're just a person who just wants to dive in the deep end, go find 30-minute follow-along exercise routine for beginners. And there's going to be 1,000,003 things that you can go ahead and do that are 30 minutes long and follow along. The information's out there. So really the only excuses are the ones that you're making that sound good to you. So if you really want it bad enough to quit social media, number one, check out episode 131 where we talk about it. And then after that, come back to this episode, 137, and go back through some of these methods that we just talked about that gives you good alternatives to be able to fill in that void of time that social media would have taken up with something more productive and fruitful. And that, guys, is what I have for you for this week's episode, a nice list of 7 things you can do instead of scrolling mindlessly on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube Shorts. Insert your social media preference here. Thank you guys so much again for tuning in to another episode, and I hope you guys got something super, super valuable from it. If you guys enjoyed the show, please leave us a rating and a review, as it really does mean a lot to us, and it shows that we are doing the right thing and giving you all fantastic value on this show. If you guys want to see any information about the show notes or anything that we mentioned in this episode, check out this episode's description below where you can find all the information that you need. Take care of yourselves, and I will see you all next time.